In this second edition of The Truth About the Quran and the Bible, we will focus on the following chapters. 13. Similarities between the Quran and the Bible. The Quran and the Bible share many biblical figures and stories. Both texts mention figures like Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. For example, the creation of Adam and Eve is similar in both, with both scriptures discussing the tree of knowledge and the fall of man. The Cain and Abel story is found in both texts, where Abel's sacrifice is accepted by God, while Cain's is rejected, leading to Cain's jealousy and the first murder. The story of Noah's Ark is similarly told in both scriptures, though the Quran mentions Noah's wife and son's death due to disbelief, while the Bible affirms that Noah's entire family survived the flood. The Quran also features stories of prophets such as Idris, Enoch, and Dhul-Kifl, Ezekiel, who are not present in the Bible. The narratives of Joseph, David, and Jesus are also shared, though the Quran provides additional details, particularly with Joseph's story, and differs on key theological points. 14. Some different facts between the Quran and the Bible. Despite the similarities, there are significant differences between the Quran and the Bible in their stories and theological points. For instance, the Quran mentions that Satan was cast out for refusing to bow before Adam, driven by pride, while the Bible focuses on Satan's pride due to his beauty. The Quran also states that Noah's wife and son perished during the flood, while the Bible claims that Noah's entire family was saved. In the Quran, Abraham's sacrifice involves his son Ishmael, while the Bible indicates it was Isaac. Moses' miracles are also depicted differently, as the Quran presents the magicians admitting defeat after Moses' staff turned into a serpent, while in the Bible, the magicians also perform similar miracles before admitting God's power. Additionally, the Quran denies the Son of God concept, while the Bible affirms Jesus as the Son of God. Salvation and forgiveness are also treated differently. The Quran offers forgiveness through repentance, whereas the Bible highlights Jesus' sacrifice as necessary for the remission of sins. 15. Jesus Christ, Bible and Quran perspective. The Quran acknowledges the virginal birth of Jesus, comparing his creation to that of Adam, both created by God's command. Jesus is recognized as a prophet and Messiah, but the Quran denies his divinity and the concept of his redemptive death. It states that Jesus was not crucified but raised to God, and he will return in the future to establish the Muslim faith, dying thereafter. Jesus' mission is to guide people to worship one God and refute the concept of his divinity. The Bible, however, presents Jesus as the Son of God, whose death and resurrection are central to salvation. Numerous Old Testament prophecies predict his coming, and the New Testament asserts his role as God's Son who offers eternal life through his sacrifice. 16. Trinity and God's Son. The Quran rejects the Trinity and the idea of Jesus as God's Son, seeing it as polytheism. It emphasizes that God is one and that Jesus was a messenger, not divine. The Bible, in contrast, teaches the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and affirms Jesus as the Son of God. The term Son of God in the Bible signifies the unique relationship between Jesus and God, not a physical birth. Jesus' divinity is affirmed through prophecies, the testimony of angels, and God's own declaration. The Holy Spirit is also central to the work of God, enabling miracles and guiding believers. The Bible asserts that only through Jesus Christ can salvation can be achieved. 17. Paradise and Hell. The Quran suggests that those who follow the faith of Abraham, believing in one God and performing good deeds, will attain paradise, while those whose bad deeds outweigh their good will go to hell. The Bible emphasizes that salvation is not based on good deeds alone, but on forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of their deeds, are in need of God's mercy. The Quran also describes judgment based on deeds, with paradise reserved for the righteous. However, the Bible teaches that only those who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, recognizing his death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins, will enter God's kingdom. The Bible also highlights the eternal nature of hell, where those who reject salvation will be punished. 18. End time prophecy. Both the Quran and the Bible predict the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Quran supports the idea of Jesus' return to establish Islam, followed by judgment. However, it denies the divinity of Jesus and emphasizes that he will return to guide people toward worshiping one God. The Bible details Jesus' second coming, where he will return to defeat the Antichrist, establish God's kingdom, and judge all nations. The Bible also includes the prophecies of Daniel and Joel, who spoke of signs like wars, famines, and the darkening of the sun and moon before Christ's return. The Bible's final judgment involves the separation of the righteous and the wicked, leading to eternal life for believers and eternal punishment for those who reject Christ.